listening to the other half.
Did you forget who we were?
I did. Right here with me and this other person.
Wow.
I've forgotten names.
Okay. This is a great start. Hi, I'm Jamie.
Hey, Jamie. I'm Scott, by the way.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's your cue.
Had a beverage.
We made it.
Might as well be alcohol at this point.
We're here.
We are. Amazingly.
We're having a lot of technical difficulties.
And they're not even over. Like, I feel like this is somehow going to get messed up.
Well, that's great. I love to hear that.
I mean, I hate to say it, but I'm just, you know, dropping truth bombs. So, anyway, March 29th, Monday evening, we're up here in your office.
Slash studio. Slash
studio paint room. Slash podcast recording studio when we are both recording.
That's why I said just slash studio.
Oh.
Because art studio and podcast in studio.
Both senses of the word. I gotcha. And for the last hour, I've been trying to figure out how to properly record this. And that's why I have zero confidence that it's actually going to work now that we're actually recording.
You'd think we've never done this before.
And that's the thing, right? We have. I just don't remember what all the settings and options were for the last time we did it. Because believe you me, take my word for it, the way we are doing it right now is not the way we did it in the past. Not even close. I'm wearing headphones or earbuds, I guess. And I know I was not actively wearing the earbuds last time.
As opposed to inactively wearing.
What's the first topic? We had a list of topics that we discussed.
He likes to ignore me when I
today.
Make a joke.
Well, no, tonight I can just say I didn't hear you. Because maybe I did, maybe I didn't.
No, because you're wearing the earbuds, so I know you can hear me.
But it's on a bit of a delay, so it's going to literally drive me to insanity. So by the end of the show, it's going to be awesome.
So we're doing great.
Yep. Topic one.
Can we not have you, like,
that was the last
do
sip
that
of my beverage, unfortunately.
That's good news. Okay.
It's good for some of us, yeah.
All right. So not a proper segue, but where do we begin?
I don't know. I mostly created a list of topics earlier, but you have them in front of you. So you decide.
Well, let's just start with what we're going to, I'm just going to call it old people corner.
Yeah.
Old people time.
Sure.
We'll start there. And just we have now, a list of like subtopics under this topic that we've deemed that, you know, old people, it sounds like old people talking about things because
are we doing this first because you're afraid old people will fall asleep before we get to the end of the podcast?
No, I don't think old people are listening to this.
Oh, okay.
I mean, unless we're talking about old people. Like we're calling ourselves old people, then I guess.
No, I'm not old. I'm both not old and I'm very young at heart to cap it off. So.
Okay. Well, based on these topics, I think some people may disagree, but.
Let's start with the first one, which I know to be weather.
Yeah. Let's talk about the weather. What's more exciting?
Not much.
Right.
Basically nothing.
Well, we're sitting here right now and the wind has been howling.
Yes.
And I think it's because, so it was like 72 today and sunny and gorgeous.
Again,
beautiful.
March 29th, Denver, Colorado.
Beautiful.
Area.
Love it. Fantastic.
Don't love it.
But the wind is ushering in this cold front. And it's going to be like 30 something, 33, I don't know, 30.
32.
It's going to be like 30.
With what Google Weather told us both on our phones.
Sure. Around,
which is tomorrow will be 40 degrees colder than today. That's insane.
I know that you act like that's so insane, but insane. You do remember the times when
we've had
like
50 or 60 degree swings.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
But they're still rare. It's not like it happens every
No,
two
I know,
days
but it, whatever. Anyway, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be what? Snowing and freezing. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow again. So,
well, the snow will taper off by lunchtime, but yes, overnight it's gonna snow, and I will yet again probably wake up, look out the window, and see
winter,
our neighbor's roof snow capped, if you will.
Yeah, so it was late spring today, tomorrow is winter, so
right. And it in almost a cruel twist of fate, if you will, 15 days ago, exactly, I believe, we had a huge snowstorm, got basically 2 feet of snow, and over the last 48 hours or so, the last remnants in the backyard, at least, finally melted. We still have some in the front yard, not much.
I don't know if we do.
Just a stretch. No, we do.
Okay.
Up by the... If you're facing the house on the left side, there's still some snow over there, but not much. And we would have had even more if not for the neighborhood children having snowball fights. But that's another topic for another podcast.
Actually, that's kind of another under the heading of old people. But
oh, yeah. Fair point.
Continue.
But yeah, so like it's just now going to be gone. And then granted, it's not going to snow much tonight, but, you know, we expect another inch
well,
or so.
But the thing is, it's not just the snow. It's the fact that the main part of the backyard has been mm-hmm. pretty muddy until, like, yesterday.
Yeah.
And so every time Stella would go out, we'd have to stop her at the door, clean her paws, so she doesn't track mud all over the house.
Right.
Which
for 2 weeks.
She hates. And, then, yeah, yesterday and today, we didn't really have to do that. What?
To be clear, she does not care about tracking mud.
No.
She hates the process of having her paws
I meant the hating the, yeah, the cleaning, the stopping and cleaning part.
I just wanted to make sure that was clear.
She hates to make a mess. She can't stand it.
She's such a neat freak, which is not a common trait for a dog.
Not at all. She gets onto us for not being neat enough.
Yeah. Like I think she is the one that kind of kickstarts the weekend cleaning, which isn't every weekend, but whenever, mostly you, but whenever either one of us has a cleaning binge, it's all Stell. She pushes us to be better people.
Yeah.
And be better home dwellers.
Right.
If you will. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, so that's kind of the biggest bummer, I think. About the snow. Tonight and tomorrow is just that it's going to be
now,
wet again.
Wait a minute. But I think for you, the biggest bummer is that, especially after today's weather, you were like, get out the hammock, mugs. We're going to lay in the sun.
I didn't do that. I just said, it makes me want to do that. But I knew full well that it was not going to happen yet. Now, this weekend, yeah, maybe.
But even then... Looking beyond this weekend, I bet, and I know you'll agree with me, we'll still have a quote-unquote snow event again after this weekend before summer truly starts.
Well, yeah. No, sure. But not in the foreseeable future.
No. In the 15-day forecast or whatever, after this little storm tonight, there's nothing on the horizon other than warm temperatures.
Exactly. So we're just going to embrace it and... Roll with it.
Roll with it, baby.
The hammock's not hard to move. I mean, the actual, you know, the hammock part, not the stand.
Right.
Anyway.
Well, and the stand doesn't move. It's just sitting in the backyard.
It does move.
It hasn't moved all winter.
It's fine. It's not really in the way. It's off to the side. It's fine.
It's metallic. I hope it's rust-free. We should have checked that.
I mean, it's all sealed and whatever. No, nobody cares.
Yeah.
So I think that wraps it up for the weather segment of old people.
Of old people chatter.
Yeah. So, but going on, oh, What happened over there?
I'm trying to move my legs.
Are you okay? You good?
I'm fine.
You can't have dead air. What are you doing?
Some of these art supplies or candles, apparently. I don't know what the hell's going on right now. Anyway, some of them rearranged themselves.
Uh-huh. I bet they
as
did.
As I was rearranging myself, because old person chat, I can't sit comfortably, particularly in a hardwood chair.
Yeah, I can't sit particularly comfortably in any chair.
Right. That too. But I'm just saying
for
I'm
a long
currently
period
sitting
of time
on
because
a hardwood chair.
Because back problems.
Next topic.
Yeah, this isn't really a topic. This is just kind of a recap of the past week, I guess.
Anecdote.
There's only one T.
Look, I mean, especially when you're talking about true storytellers, they tell anecdotes.
I don't know what an anecdote is.
It's a short
anecdote
that involves fresh breath. It's an anecdote.
Mm-hmm.
TM.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Carry on.
We'll make merch.
What?
We'll make merch.
Oh, I thought you said March. We're going to make this month by trademarking anecdote.
I mean, it might make our month. I don't know.
Long term. Yes.
Just again, a recap of the past week.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you and I both have back problems.
Yes.
Because we're old. No, that's not why I have back problems. I have back problems because I've had back problems my whole life because I have scoliosis, but whatever. You know, used to some level of pain on a normal basis, I guess. But last week I just had this one spot in my back that was just like not letting up. And it was just at, it was probably at a level 6, you know, but so it wasn't severely painful, but it was just nonstop.
Bothersome.
It was nonstop all week. So, yeah, it kind of messes with you, you know? So that's been happening. And I have my standing desk. I'm trying to, like, stand and shift my position around and standing and sitting, like, back and forth. And nothing's helping. So, I don't know. That's kind of all I have to say about that. It sucks. Over the weekend, it felt better. So this morning when I started work, I'm like, okay, I'm not in pain. This is nice. And now I'm sitting here and it's starting to hurt again. But
back to pain. Pain train.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not good.
No. You have nothing to say?
I too have back pain, as I think you mentioned. Mine is not because I'm old or because I have or have scoliosis. It's more probably the running. The 25 to 30 years of pretty consistent pounding of my body against the pavement via running.
Yeah.
And skiing. I've had some hard falls years ago, but and then last season. But that's not a back thing. That was a neck thing, which is still
it's a spine thing.
Bothersome for me.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you land on your head. So
that's what they tell me.
Anyway,
but that was 13 months ago, and I'm still in pain. So what should I do about that? What's up, doc?
I'm not a doctor.
Oh.
Just disclaimer for anybody who just made that mistake.
I'm sure
a lot of people thought I was a doctor.
But during this segment of the show, Old Person Chatter, we assume as old people that everyone we're talking to is a doctor or knows a doctor or can give us doctorly advice. As such, I made the comment, needed a doctor, so here we are.
Okay, well, I cannot offer medical advice, so
it's too bad.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, that's all I had to add is that I, too, have back issues.
Yeah, nothing recent.
Just kind of power through them, you know?
Yeah, well, me too, usually, but
yeah,
it's been rough. I don't know, the last the last little bit of this old people
chatter,
if that's what we're calling it, old people chatter. Yeah. You like the word chatter?
I do. I mean, it's a podcast, we're chatting, you know. It's when you chat,
no, stop.
When you chat with someone else, you create chatter.
Uh-huh. Okay. So it was the fact that you and I apparently have severe memory loss.
Mm-hmm.
because just tonight we're watching TV and you're like, is that what's his name? And I was like, yeah, I was going to say the exact same thing. The actual, like, is that what's his name?
Is that what's his name?
Because I also couldn't remember his name, mm-hmm. but we both knew who he was. Mm-hmm. And...
and everyone listening, when you hear who it is, will say, yeah, I know that is.
Obviously. But neither one of us could think. So then you went to Google and you're like, I don't even know what to Google. And I was like, well, Maroon 5, obviously. And then you made me guess based right. on a clue,
yep.
which as soon as I thought, you know, whatever, I got it immediately. But
I thought it was an excellent clue. I wouldn't say immediately. I thought it was an excellent clue.
Immediately after I realized what you were talking about.
I said, well, first I said, he has the same first name as one of my good friends.
And I said.
And you were like, how does that help me?
Yeah, how would I know? Because
I'm like, your definition, how many friends do I have?
Yeah, but your definition of good friend is very, I think, different from what a lot of people.
I have less than 7 good friends.
That's fine. But again, your definition of good friend, I don't know. It could mean a lot of things because mm-hmm. you're good friends. You don't really talk to that often.
But see, that's the thing. I don't talk to any of my friends that often, unfortunately.
Right.
Not in real life. Which led to my follow-up clue where I said, he has the same first name, one of my good friends, who I have seen in person in the last 18 months.
And all I could think of was COVID, which I realize hasn't been for 18 months, but... before I really thought about it, it just, when you put it in terms of months, my brain just thought like, oh, that's kind of recent in the last year or something before again.
Or a year and a half. Which is
before
exactly
I realized you said 18 months, I was just hearing, you know, number of months. And I'm like, you haven't seen anyone. What are you talking about?
Which, by the way, is also not true.
Who have you seen?
Tommy.
When?
In September.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I knew his name wasn't Tom though. So
right.
Anyway,
and then
yeah.
I said almost exactly 18 months
yeah,
ago
and
to
then,
the day, and then you kind of
that triggered. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was our wedding. For those of you who don't,
right.
Why would you know?
Because if you're listening to this, you clearly know us. You probably know when we got married.
Probably.
That's why you know.
I mean,
that's the short answer.
I don't expect anyone to have our wedding date memorized, but
why not?
I mean,
you should.
I do.
By the way, I'd like to note, and no one listening would know this.
Okay.
I just yelled, why not? Pretty loud after 10 p.m. here in Miami. Our dog just didn't even flinch.
Not a flinch at all.
She's just like, we're all in the same room. We're good. I don't care.
She's sleeping.
She's sound asleep.
In her snuggly little bed.
If that were 3 times the size, I would try that thing out. It seems very, very comfy.
It does, right? It's very cozy.
Yes, very cozy. And again, by the way, I think she, like her bar for security and safety is very low. And what I mean by that is even with me yelling there, as long as we're both just kind of talking.
Oh, yeah.
And neither one of us sounds too agitated.
Yep.
That's like... that's like, you know, lullaby music in her ears.
It's like white noise.
It just, yeah, just puts her or keeps her, depending on the situation, right to sleep.
Yeah, it's actually when it gets too quiet that she's like on edge.
Correct.
She doesn't like that. But yeah, like you said, if she can tell the difference immediately if one of us sounds like we're stressed.
Oh, she knows.
At all. Immediately we'll come over and you know, pause on your chest. Like, are you okay? What's wrong?
Yeah.
She was a therapy dog in another life. I don't know.
Literally.
It's sweet.
It is.
Anyway, I think that about wraps up Old People Corner.
And thus ends Old People Corner for tonight's episode of The Other Half. Join us next week or next time for future Old People Chatter. Sorry, Old People Corner topics. Thank you. Carry on.
Okay.
What's up next?
So I didn't really put these in any specific order necessarily. This was kind of stream of consciousness as we thought of them. So I don't know. We didn't really agree on an order of things.
That's
so,
the beauty of it.
I don't know. I have here something about Costco that I think you wanted to talk about, but I'm not really sure what that is. So I'm a little nervous, but just as a preface, I guess we went to Costco. Yeah, I actually convinced you to go with me. I didn't beg and plead, but I was just like, come on, let's just go together. It's a Sunday at Costco and I hate it. So please, I just want someone with me.
We needed to run some errands, return some gifts that you didn't care for to Kohl's and then Costco. And then we were going to go to Lowe's.
Well, it wasn't to Kohl's. It was Amazon, but dropping it off at Kohl's.
But still at Kohl's.
Whatever.
We ended up just going to Kohl's, Costco, and lunch because by the time we got out of Costco, you were ready to eat. I mean, it was like 3:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So, to be fair. And I was still not H.
But, okay. We can't say the word.
Can't say the word H.
Because that would wake her up.
Because that would wake her up for sure.
But, okay, so what's your thing? What's your thing about Costco?
So, you didn't notice this because you were not pushing the cart, but... First of all, Costco, I've only been there ever on the weekend. It's always slammed with just people, tons of people.
What else would it be?
Animals. Caterpillars.
Dinosaurs.
Yeah. Prehistoric animals. No, so they have, those of you who don't know what Costco is, it's a...
Who doesn't know what Costco is?
What's Costco called? A wholesale
price. A warehouse.
Warehouse thing, like Sam's Club. Anyway, so the carts are bigger than your average grocery store shopping cart. To compensate for this, I guess, most of the aisles, to their credit, are generally wider.
I mean, it's a warehouse.
Than your
so, yeah.
standard grocery store aisles. However, they're so wide in some of the main arteries that you could fit, if you were stacking them side by side by side, maybe five or six carts wide. So what you get is much like on the interstate, you have the people on the far right or the far left going relatively slowly. And then you have this middle ground where people are passing and just like zipping through with reckless abandon, no regard for anyone else's safety or ankles or anything.
Wait, I have to stop you because I have done this many more times than you have. And I can say that I've never seen anyone zip through Costco because it's impossible because people go so slow and they act like there's no one else in the store when there's literally 500 people in the store. They just like stroll.
Well, that's fine. But then you weren't paying close attention. So the other issue is that, I'm not saying this is your fault, but...
Please look at our dog really quick. I'm sorry, but I have to interrupt this story.
Yeah, she's comfortable.
She's got her head hanging off the bed. Anyway.
90% of her body's in the bed. Her head is not. That sounds terrible, but it's not. So when you're shopping with someone, and in this case, I was on cart duty, and you were seeking out the items that you needed because you knew where they were, or the general area. And so the problem is... because I'm not leading, because we don't, as a unit, know where we're going necessarily, I have to follow you. I'm not going to follow you too close because I've done the heel clip thing before and I've had it done to me. It's very painful.
Yes.
I'm sure you appreciate that I was trying to avoid that. But
absolutely.
So, but the result is that when I shop and I went to the grocery store today, I'm a very aggressive shopper. Not that I'm like trying to hurt anyone, but I know where I'm going.
Oh my God. I push
the cart with speed.
I'm sorry. I have something to tell you, but okay. Go ahead. Go ahead. Keep going. I'll write it down.
Yeah, write it down. And so when I'm following someone, in this case you, I have to go at your pace. You may have thought I'm speed walking through Costco. You are not. There were plenty of people, groups of people, again, in those passing lanes.
I didn't think I was speed walking. I was just trying to not walk too far ahead of you because I didn't want to just like, but okay, that's why, bye.
That's why at one point I was like, just go. I will catch up with you because I got these jackasses just trying to do whatever they're doing to pass me. And like you said earlier, they have no regard for human decency or anything on the weekend at Costco. It might be better during the week. Costco is one of those rare places that, even though it's a major retail store, warehouse, they have like business hours. They're open like 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. during the weekdays. Like, what about 95% until the pandemic?
But why are you yelling?
95% of the population who shops outside of standard business hours. Like, why they aren't open till 8 or 9 p.m. is beyond me.
They are on some days.
But they're not all the time. And I think that leads to even more of a mad dash on the weekends, which is what happened, again, Sunday at whatever time it was, 2:30 in the afternoon. Like, half of Aurora was there.
Yeah, no, and I knew it would be that way. It's just, whatever. It was the time that I was able to go.
Anyway, so that's what I wanted to talk about, is that the cart madness there was out of control. And I felt very uncomfortable because it's like I was bookended. Like, I didn't want to hit you and catch up to you in a physical way to hit you with the cart. And I didn't want to get hit from behind, but it's like, this cart had no side or rear view mirrors, but I felt like I needed them. That's the way I felt as the cart driver during that experience.
Okay.
So now you know what I wanted to talk about when I said Costco shopping cart.
That is, I mean, I understand. That's kind of why I wanted you to come with me, because I didn't want to have to fight through the crowd by myself. I mean, I can and I have, but I just don't like it. But again, I was trying to find that middle ground between, like, I know where I need to go and I'm just a person without a cart. I can like weave through these people, but I didn't want to lose you. So it was just like trying to get around people, but also it's like when somebody's following you in a car, you know, you don't want to speed through the intersection and then they get stuck at the light. It just,
yeah, but the difference there is when someone's when it's a car following a car situation, everybody's in a car. But like you were saying, Costco, you got 40% of people are pushing carts, the other 60 are just free humans walking around. So like it's not exactly the same situation. That's why, again, eventually I told you, I was just go. I can visualize where you're going. I can see you.
We have to work on our Costco coordination, I guess.
I mean, we go infrequent enough, which is fine by me, that it will rarely be that case. But like I said, especially during the pandemic times, I feel like going Wednesday at lunch is maybe the best option, assuming we can find 45 minutes where neither one of us have meetings or whatever.
Yeah, that's the tough part.
Just to avoid the crowds. I mean, it's tough, but it's not impossible. We just need to plan it. And we only go, I mean, how many times have you been to Costco this year? Twice? Once?
This year?
In 2021?
Since January? Yeah. Since January. Once.
Just yesterday.
Yeah.
So again, even without me, it's not like you're going all the time.
No, of course not.
It's very doable, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Real quick.
Yeah. What flashed in your mind?
Well, when you said, you know, zooming through the aisles, and I thought of Supermarket Sweep. Mm-hmm. And then I remembered I was going to tell you when you were out running earlier today and I was going through the mail. I was searching through Netflix on just something to, you know, looking for something to watch while I'm sorting through the mail. And you'll be excited to know they have episodes of the original Supermarket Sweep on Netflix.
The only real Supermarket Sweep, if I can be honest. I mean, look.
I didn't look into it. I just saw that it said Supermarket Sweep and there was a male host. And I realized it was the old one. So.
Right. I mean, Leslie Jones, that's her name.
Right? Yeah.
She's doing a decent job. It's an entertaining show, but it is just very different. And I think it'd be wild to go back and watch old episodes of Supermarket Sweep just to see like how crazy low the prices of the items turn out to be. Like, you know, in the episodes that we've watched, including some of the bonuses and stuff, you have people racking up $3,500, $4,000 worth of goods. I'm guessing that to crack $1,000 back in the original show is kind of a big deal, but we can watch that. We can start watching that during lunches.
I mean, I don't necessarily want to watch it. I just know that you really enjoy it, so I thought you would be happy to know that.
By the way, I found myself in a YouTube vortex earlier today.
Oh, real busy day at work.
And I was watching, no, it wasn't. And I was watching a behind the scenes clip of a scene they were shooting for Napoleon Dynamite. So very up to date stuff. 2003 film.
Anyway, I don't even know how that would happen.
Yeah, okay. I don't either. But anyway, I then found myself looking up the director of that movie, whose name escapes me, and I'm going to try to look it up.
Circle back to old people problems.
Jared Hess. I want to say his
name. It doesn't matter. What about
Jared Hess? Yeah. So he directed it, produced it, the whole thing. And he has done not much in his career since that movie, unfortunately. But the most recent thing he did was, now Jared Hess is, along with several of the members of that film, is a Mormon by religion.
What? There's like, that's a thing? Like a bunch of the people in the movie?
Yeah. Just by chance.
I didn't know. Oh, okay. I was like,
John Hader or whatever, the guy that played.
Was that part of the casting call? Like,
no,
you must be a Mormon.
No, it's the area they were in. Okay. I think it was a project when they were at BYU that was shot in Idaho. Anyway. But so again, he only has like 12, 15 credits to his name, which is fine for a 20-year career. But the most recent thing that he did was a Netflix special called Murder Among the Mormons.
Oh, okay.
Which we recently watched. I had no idea that he and his wife kind of co-produced, co-directed that movie.
Which, by the way, that show or documentary, docuseries, whatever, it was not what I thought it was going to be. I don't know exactly what I thought it was going to be, but it was more just like, I don't know, this one guy was underhanded and kind of lost it, and I don't know, it just was a little less interesting than I was hoping.
I thought it was very interesting.
Why not surprisingly?
I could watch a documentary about dirt and I'd find it interesting. I'm a sucker for documentaries, I guess.
I mean, dirt could be interesting.
It is.
What is it made
dirt,
of? What kind of different kinds of dirt?
This summer on Netflix.
No, I think dirt would be like the original frontier, right?
It's both. You think about it.
It's the beginning and the end.
Coming and going. It's just going to be dirt.
It's true. Yeah. Wow, that got deep. How did we get here?
I was talking you talk about Netflix. I talked about something related to Netflix.
Okay.
We back up further to the Costco shopping cart.
All right. Anyway.
And here we are.
So what else is new?
Not much. How are you?
No, there is something new is where I was going with that.
Nice.
Which is that you are now halfway vaccinated.
Halfway vaccinated
against COVID, let's be specific.
Yeah.
You're not just halfway vaccinated for the all the vaccines that you need.
No, halfway vaccinated. I got my first shot, Moderna, at the local hospital, less than 5 minutes from the house. So very convenient.
Super convenient.
Saturday morning, had an appointment. It was very well organized. Like I rolled up, there were two volunteers to help me at stage one. Go to stage two, another volunteer, all with tablets and stuff, checking me in, checking me out, if you will.
No, I won't.
And it was all in the car, like literally all in the car, to the point where I pulled up to where I could tell, all right, the nurse is coming over with another administrative employee. I was like, I'm going to put my car in park. I'm shocked they're not asking everyone to do that. Because let's be honest, even if my foot's on the brake, if I'm a person not used to getting shots, which I am, but if I were not, and the nurse puts a needle in my arm and I just go, ah, and like panic and hit the gas, that's a problem. So I just a word of advice, if the Aurora Medical Center staff is listening,
oh my God,
maybe make that part of the protocol.
That never occurred to me.
You say, hey, please put your car in park and then we'll move forward. Anyway, but it was, I never left the car. I just rolled up my sleeve. In my 1950s white t-shirt, had my cigarettes in that sleeve. I rolled it up a little.
That's news.
And yeah, lady gave me the shot, gave me my little card for next time when I go to get my second shot. They make you then go and sit in the parking lot for 15 minutes mm-hmm. to make sure you have no adverse effects, which particularly at this location, being a hospital, makes sense in case anything really bad happened. I don't know what they'd do if you were getting it at
Walgreens,
you know, Walgreens or King Supers or
I'm
whatever.
Assuming they'll call 911 or whatever they
I assume
to do.
So, but again, another advantage of getting it done at a hospital. And yeah, so I just sat there, was goofing around my phone, posted on Facebook that I'd gotten my shot and I was now ready to go lick strangers at bars, I think is what I said. And then I left and came home. I have since had a bit of a sore arm, which I've heard a lot of other people say.
That's not unusual for any vaccine, though.
Not a big deal. I mean,
vaccine gives me a sore arm, so like not a big deal.
And you know, shoulder day is Thursday for me, so I figure I'll be good to go before then.
Shoulder day.
The other 6 days a week are leg days for me, so I'm not worried about that part of it.
Okay. Oh, go ahead.
I was also going to say, and then I also had my standard rash.
No, but that's what I was going to say. You didn't do like any kind of lead up. You just dove right into it. Okay. But
this is what we get for preparing so well.
So well.
So yeah, please
okay.
talk
so
about my
So we need to
rash.
Give some background, I think.
A little bit.
So this is somewhat of a medical mystery. I believe
Enigma.
You have asked your doctor previously, right? About this or no?
Do you want me to give the background or do you want to get it back?
I'm just
I haven't had a GP in 25 years. So have I asked my quote unquote doctor about it? No. Would I ask an endocrinologist about it? Probably not. Maybe I could since I have an appointment in 3 days, but
I mean, there's still a doctor, so
right. Well,
a medical doctor.
Mine is not. She's a nurse practitioner.
Okay,
anyway.
Well, even...
Yeah, so...
She was a nurse first, and then
yes.
she... Yeah,
so... like 13 years ago, something like that, I first noticed this rash, and this is back when at Resurgent, our old stomping grounds, possibly before you joined the company, but I'm not sure about that.
13 years ago, yeah.
Okay. We used to have a nurse practitioner on site.
Wait, what year is it?
It's 2021. This was, I'm guessing 2008, 2009.
Oh, no. Oh my God. No,
I
was
there. Do you
remember
having a nurse practitioner? Let me ask you that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I went to visit, we had an on-site nurse practitioner in order to lower insurance premiums. Or at least
I forgot about
idea.
That.
And you could go for anything. It was actually pretty nice.
That was nice.
Stop and think about it. Always on site. If you had a cold, whatever you needed. And so I'd kind of shown up with this rash, and I'd recently had a cold, so I thought maybe it was related, but I wasn't sure.
And clarify, though, yes. Like it's not like a raised bumpy rash.
Right. Doesn't
itch. Just weird red splotchiness.
Splotchiness everywhere.
Slash little red dots. So yes. In some places it looks like little red dots. Some places it looks more like splotches. But yeah, just like redness.
And yeah,
without
and
any other symptoms.
And literally everywhere. Yeah. Not like I changed races.
Well,
but
and it starts on usually on your abdomen though, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Typically.
And then it spreads.
And then it spreads. I'm not sure if it ever gets to my back or how bad it gets to my back because I can't see my back. But arms, legs, certainly face, like yep. Forehead, neck. Yeah. Let me just name everybody. You said everywhere, so I don't know why the hell I'm doing it.
Fingers, anyway, toes. Yeah.
Fingers, toes, heads, shoulders, knees and thighs. I don't
know no, knees and toes.
Knees and toes. Knees and toes.
Oh, do we need to start singing children's songs again for the second time today?
So
anyway.
So the nurse practitioner back at Resurgent 12 or 13 years ago, whenever the heck it was, she didn't know what it was. She had no explanation, no thoughts. Hey, if it happens again, let me know. Sure enough, 6 months later, I got a cold or whatever. It happened again. I went back and asked her, and she was like, I don't know. She
I love that she just said, I don't know, and left it at that, though. Like, I mean, she didn't try to do any research.
I appreciate the honesty.
I know, but she usually was like, if a doctor or nurse or somebody in the medical field doesn't know the answer, which, let's face it, they don't know everything right off the top of their head, but they know what to do to research what they need find out, right?
But she asked all the right questions because she was like, does it hurt? No. Does it itch? No.
Yeah, but you still want to know why.
Contagious? I don't know, but probably not. Like, and by the way, so long story short, I've had this since that point in time.
Every time.
For the rest of my life. Every time I get any sort of illness, not just a common cold.
And it's when you're usually on the other side of it. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I have labeled it, and I think you're going along with this, that it's just the evil toxins leaving my body.
No, I'm not going along with that.
Through, by way of some sort of redness and rash and splotchiness. Because that's what it feels like it is. I mean, there's no other explanation that makes any sense. Again, I've yet to get really another newer medical opinion. I will ask this Thursday, just because I'll have I'll have an audience there.
Ooh, an audience.
The past few times I've gone to that endocrinologist, there's also like
a student.
Yeah, a student or intern or whatever. So yeah, I will ask them this question if I remember.
And they might not know. But again, yes, I do think there's an answer that makes a little more sense than evil toxins leaving your body as a red rash. I think it's more something along the lines of it's just an immune response. It's evidence, it's visual evidence of your immune system. So your immune system, not to get too technical, but basically it fights off things and uses an inflammatory response to do so. And inflammation is defined as, I can't remember them off the top of my head now, but it's like redness, heat.
Blueness.
No. Redness, heat, and I can't remember the other two. I knew them at one time. Anyway, but I think that's what it is. It's just kind of that evidence of your body, your immune system doing what it's supposed to be doing. So the fact that you started seeing this rash today, was it today?
No. Yesterday.
Yesterday.
In the shower yesterday.
Okay. Well, you told me today. But anyway, after just getting the vaccine on Saturday, I mean, it makes complete sense. And I think that's actually really cool because I don't think, you know, most people, I mean, I've heard, you know, some people get a couple of, you know, little symptoms of, I don't even know what, headache or, it's, you know, very minor symptoms. And it's like, it's fine. That's just your immune system working. And that's true. But this is even more clear evidence that your immune system is like taking in that information and using it. It's just super cool, in my opinion. But
What do you think the odds are that whatever I have is so rare that I can make the rounds on like Maury,
no.
Jimmy Jones,
Jimmy
Ricky
Jones,
Lake,
what
Donahue,
year is it?
Jerry Springer,
Ricky Lake.
I already said Ricky
Lake. Oh, did you say that?
Yeah.
I didn't hear you.
I think that was the second one I said.
I heard Jenny Jones.
Jenny Jones, yeah. I said. Whatever, whoever the other people are. Mm-hmm. Dr. Oz, mm. Dr. Phil, mm. Dr. Zaras. I don't know. What do you think the odds are that I could make that tour?
I don't
circuit?
Think so.
No?
No. Mm. I think it's cool, but I don't think the general public would think it's that
well,
cool.
Well, that's one person thinks it's cool. Raise the ratings for those shows.
I think it's cool because I'm, you know, a nerd for that kind of stuff. So
right, I do. That's why I married you.
That's why?
Yep.
Wow. Okay.
You didn't know that?
Didn't know that.
Well, now you know.
So anyway, yeah. But that's an exciting thing. And then your second appointment is?
My second appointment, oddly, is almost to the day a month later.
Okay.
It's 4 weeks later, which... Everything I'd heard was
2 weeks.
2 weeks in between. So that I found a bit odd. But the one thing I was going to say that I saw today, saw several headlines about it today, is that new findings show that after one shot of both Moderna and Pfizer.
You're like 75%.
80 plus.
Oh, is it? Okay.
80 plus.
I had heard like 75, but yeah.
I mean, it doesn't really make a difference. I don't anticipate changing the lifestyle between now and my next vaccine and even after the next vaccine. But
it's good to know.
Yeah, it's always good to know because everything up until literally today that I'd heard was 65% effectiveness, not efficacy, 65% effectiveness after the one shot and then 95% after the second. But if I'm already at 80, maybe I will go to the bar and lick some strangers. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just that I.
Is your mic working?
No, no comment.
Just checking.
And then today.
The
governor announced that as of Friday, the general public is eligible to get the vaccine, so it's going to be a free for all.
Right. So.
So who knows when I'll actually get it? But
like 2 weeks of. 1.4.D or whatever group I was in.
I think it's 1B4, actually.
1B4.
But phase two, which is everybody, starts on Friday officially, which is amazing. That's actually very exciting and honestly earlier than I was expecting.
Earlier than most expected.
Yeah.
Early on, they literally, the phases were by season. So it was like winter, we're, you know, 65 and older, first responders, doubly or triply immunocompromised, that type of thing.
Yeah.
Spring was my group with a single immunocompromisation and 50 or older. And then it was summer for everything else. So maybe Polis is just looking at the forecast and is like, it's going to be 80 this weekend. So let's go ahead and get everybody into that final phase.
I'm sure that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, the final phase is literally phase two. So way to go with the identifiers on the various phases.
I think they just, they
1A1,
had like,
1A2, 1B1. I mean, come on.
They had this phase one and then they're like, oh, wait, but what about these people? And then what about that? And what about this other thing? And well, let's not change it, but then let's just add levels to it.
We all, for next time, which hopefully there's not, we all
not within our lifetime,
just
please.
Being different numbered faces.
Yeah.
That would make it a lot easier. And would show progress.
Well, the people listening in the year 2120, hopefully they'll...
You really think it's going to take 99 years for somebody to listen to this podcast?
No. You're not understanding what I'm saying. I'm just saying if somebody digs this up from an archive somewhere in that year, because something like this tends to happen every 100 years.
Not literally dig.
Right.
Just... unearthed.
Figuratively.
Sorry. Exhumes. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Finds. Just finds it. In
whatever.
A digital library somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Happens upon it.
Yeah.
Then take that advice as one piece, I don't know, Wear masks.
Yeah. Whatever pandemic is affecting you in 2120.
Right.
Just remember, when you're doing the vaccine phases, just every phase is a new number, guys. All right. The public will appreciate it. Trust me. Tip from a pro. We have now, both of us have now gone through our own pandemic. So we know what to do. And also, yeah, what Jamie said, masks. That's one that definitely didn't catch on quickly enough.
Definitely not. But weirdly, because they even did that back in 1918. So
yeah.
Don't really know why it took us so long, but you know, whatever.
We're in the Fluyo de Español.
Right. Yes.
El Cico del Español.
Not at all correct, but.
You don't know.
I do know, actually.
Influencito.
Okay. Yeah. So, any other comments about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
The actual Spanish word for flu is gripe, spelled gripe.
No, it isn't.
That's amazing. I just typed it in.
I can't believe. Why would it be such a random word? Because I feel like
a great language.
I don't know. I feel like, isn't influenza like a whatever, it doesn't matter. We don't need to talk etymology right now.
Yeah. Anyway, learn something new there. Gripe. ¿Qué pasa? Hey, un gripe. All right.
I just wonder what, you know, what will it be like then, you know?
Just society in general? In
no, 2020? No, no. But just like 100 years ago when this happened, there was no vaccine. You just had to like
grin and bear it.
Just push through, you know, and if you survive, awesome. But this time around, we were able to have multiple vaccines developed in under a year.
Mm-hmm.
So in 100 years, who knows?
Yeah, you'll just download a vaccine to your phone, do the Men in Black thing in your face, and you'll be cured.
I mean,
or protected.
I kind of doubt that, but yeah, maybe.
So
that,
you are basically asking not what society will be like in 100 years, but what will medicine.
I mean, I wasn't asking about as a whole. I just meant like if this happens again, which it. No doubt will, because that's just the nature of viruses, but
it's pangolins.
Not let's not blame the pangolins.
You watched 60 Minutes with me last night.
They didn't talk about pangolins at all.
They didn't, but they should have.
They only talked about
the party.
They went back
to
bats. They only talked about bats. They went back to the bats. Also, bats are important. Let's not diss the bats.
No one ever has been able to hang quite like bats.
No, seriously, bats are very important to the ecosystem. Just put that out there. How?
I think you're thinking of bees. You thinking of bees?
I'm thinking of bats. Yes, okay. Bees are also very important, but that's not what I'm
talking
about.
Because they allow vampires, the vampiric society.
Because they actually eat a crazy number of insects. And so imagine a world without bats. We'd be overrun with insects. So,
I mean, where we live currently, I don't think there's a whole bunch of bats going on. So.
I mean, there might be. You don't
or
know.
Bugs, for that matter. So maybe they're invisible bats.
Okay.
Eating all the bugs. And that's why we don't see so many.
Anyway.
Too many. Yeah.
Okay. This has been fun.
Yep. See ya. Oh, what? You want a proper closing? We did make it almost an hour. I'm kind of impressed after the hour it took to set this up.
Oh, my God.
Which I'm still not sure even worked properly.
If it didn't, I'm going to be so upset.
I've transcribed everything.
Tomorrow.
So I'll just.
Because I'm too.
Yeah, you're going to go to bed.
I'm too tired to be upset tonight.
Right. Fair enough.
But yeah, I think that probably covers it.
Okay.
For now.
Yeah, I know we had a couple other things on there.
We can roll them over.
Yeah, we can roll them over to the next episode. Whatever that is.
They're, I don't know.
evergreen topics.
They're not evergreen, but
close enough.
Sure.
They can wait till next time.
They can wait.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay. All right. Well, yeah, check us out. The website, BroPodNetwork.com. Did we create our own Instagram? I can't remember what we did. No,
we?
You did
you
the
and I?
Feed
no.
in your Instagram or something. The tree.
I did.
The tree.
I linked the show in my
right.
Instagram.
Right, but that's all
bio.
The other stuff. Anyway, so yeah, BroPodNetwork.com is where this will be hosted. Also on Anchor, Spotify, iTunes.
Nope, Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts, whatever. Instagram, the_bro_pod. Twitter, the_pod. And I guess that's all the socials. We had a Parler account, but then we...
No, you didn't.
No, I'm just kidding. Oh, we're also on Facebook. Just look for The Bro Pod with Scott and Todd, which is the flagship show of the network. But the other half is slowly growing as the second most prominent show in terms of exposure, number of episodes, that whole thing. So
look out.
Look out, world.
We're coming for you.
So yeah, March 29th, I'll try to have this posted before the month ends, so by Wednesday.
No pressure.
We'll just see how much editing. I mean, it's actually less editing generally because I'm not combining two audio tracks.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm getting deep in the weeds here. You guys don't care about anything.
Nobody cares, yeah.
Nobody cares. Okay, so how did we end the show last time?
You know, I don't even remember. But, you know, we'll just keep trying things until something feels right, I guess.
Okay. So until next time, love you, mean it.
Okay, bye.